We're going to move to the consent agenda.
Did we have anybody online? Oh. It doesn't look like it, but I just want to.
Anybody online? Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Williams.
Sure, I'm online.
And thanks, Ms. Anna, for putting all the technological stuff together. Thank you. All right, so now we're on the consent agenda. I'm going to pull item 5L. Item 5L is being pulled. 5F. 5F.
BMC.
B as in boy?
B as in boy. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
What was Mr. Kobseff? Was F as in Frank?
In Frank. Colleagues,
move to approve the balance of the consent agenda minus 5F, B is in boy C, and L. Correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Hall?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
We'll go in alphabetical order. Item 5B, Mr. Hall.
Yeah, I just, looking toward the future and cost of looking at $9,000 a year for this one particular item, and whether or not at some point we might talk about a consolidated effort for local storage, if that's possible. I don't know what we're spending countywide for storage of items and whether or not we can come to at the county level.
Let me answer that for you.
Thank you.
First of all, we don't spend the full $9,000. Oh, Craig K. Assessor Recorder.
Thank you.
Thought I'd
I was just looking at the staff work.
Yeah, no, you're right. The $9,000 is to cover additional costs that may come up, which never do. But the price has gone way up, and I am looking at moving the stuff from this particular facility to a facility in, I believe it's Sonora County, for quite a bit less money. I'm hoping to accomplish that this fiscal year so that next fiscal year we'll realize a huge savings.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. They went up about 35% from last fiscal year to this fiscal year. So I started looking real hard and fast.
Good. Thank you.
Can you describe why we go to this? Because my understanding was from years ago is that we used to house in-house and in-county, but this is a more secure facility?
Yeah, basically we have all this stuff in county, you know, whether it be on discs or actual books and whatnot. This is kind of a backup copy or for every record going back to 1852 up to whenever we, you know, started storing it on servers. So if, God forbid, a fire came through and took everything out here, we'd still have all our recorded documents back to 1852. At an off-site secure storage place.
Again, I take it that the place we'd be transferring to would be as secure and as safe as Iron Mountain.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, this county, Sonora County, I want to say it's Sonora County, built a place just like this with the climate control, fire protection all around, super secure. Right. So it'd be just as secure as what we have here with Iron Mountain.
All right.
But for quite a bit less.
All right. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Which is the Supervisor Howe?
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Auditor, Controller, Supervisor Howe.
Yeah. Just a quick question. I see the rate at $1 per 100. What's the current rate?
Come up, sir. And then just say your name just so the people online can hear you. You're doing great, thank you.
Jeff Hayne, account manager. And what was the question?
Just looking for the current rate. I see what the proposed rate is, but I didn't see in the staff work what the current rate is.
Oh, it's $1, and then the rates are, I believe you guys have attached. Oh, it's the current rate. It's obvious. It's just the second sheet has per the amount per the $1. So it's the $1. It's always the $1.
It's always the $1. Hasn't changed. It has, it's always $1. And that's,
yeah,
it's
the
formality
change.
Okay. All right. I got it now. Okay. Thank you. Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Howell.
Aye.
Okay. Supervisor Cobstead.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Okern.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you. Item F, Supervisor Cobstead. Yes.
So I know the board asked for input from the units on this particular contract, and I guess for the record, give us that report first, and then I'll go on.
So we met with all of the units. I'm sorry.
We're having one of those days.
We're having, I know, my brain's so sort of fuzzy this morning. So Melissa Cummins, Deputy County Administrator for Personal Risk Management. Good morning, everyone. We did meet with all of the units at the request of the board, and it was a resounding, the units want the salary study. They understand that we are about to conclude the current round of negotiations with most of the units, but they want to have that information. So when we come back in 18 months, they will have that as kind of a starting point.
Gotcha. So I get why we would be requesting this, or even the units would be, but for me, $93,000 for 4 months work that's going to be used 18 months later, I'm having difficulty with it. I think I already know what's going to be in that report. It's going to be that we're underpaid for our county family. But the trouble I have is this is $93,000 that could be going to the very effort of what we're talking about versus just having a piece of paper in front of us telling it. I know that CalPERS health insurance has gone up, 17%, I think, for this coming year. And I think the retirement rate is going up as well. So this gives me heartburn. And this is not anything against what I guess that we're obligated to do. I just think there's a better way to spend this money than on a salary survey. I think that the units can come up with it on their own, or at least we can find out somewhere besides a $93,000 bill that is only going to be spent in the next 4 months. So I'll leave it at that. And this is not in any way criticism towards the units wanting this information. The price tag is just so high that it gives me great pause.
Supervisor Hauser.
I'm going to reluctantly support this, but what gives me the most heartburn is 18 months from now, this will be antiquated.
Mm-hmm. And they understand.
And then what? We're going to be asked to spend another $100,000 to update it. That's just throwing money out the window. That's the argument.
So I'm not
going to
be able to support this. I think the money is not well spent. I understand the other side. But I don't need a report to tell me that we're not paying top dollar for the work that's being provided. I appreciate everyone that is working for this county. We all deserve more pay. I've stated that from the very beginning. My peers are in the same position. They're having to increase the wages across the board. We will never be able to keep up with the better off counties than Siskiyou County, unfortunately. And I think that by the time 18 months rolls around, the whole dynamic changes. If I was going to look at this, I would rather it be closer to the negotiations, and I would also ask the union to put into this, because it can't be, it's got to be a kind of a joint process, because all I've ever felt that the unions have always used whatever information we get against us, not with us and support us. So if the unions want to do this, let's pull me up, I'll pay for half, you pay for half, but closer to the mark, if you will, so it is more relevant, valuable information.
I support my colleagues.
All right. So I would move, I'm trying to figure out, to not support this contract, to wait until, I guess, the next time frame. But even then, I think we all know what the answer is going to be. I'd rather see the money coming to
the actual benefits to the employees directly.
Well, I would just add that I would rather put that money into the employees' pockets than
well,
spend
that's
it
what
on
I'm
the
saying.
Money. Yeah,
that's exactly
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Was that
well,
see,
the motion is for?
I'm moving to not, I guess. I guess we could drop it and know if there's no motion. I'm just trying to make sure that it's
clarified.
Yeah, I mean, you could obviously, you could just simply decline to pass it. That would have the same effect. Or if you could want, you could do a motion not to support it. I mean,
that's
the only question I have is there some obligation we have to do this with some agreement that we made?
If there is language in all of the new MOUs that says that the county will do a salary survey, which I believe we talked about that in the last time we were with the board as well.
Okay, so I just call that to the board's attention.
Understood. I don't agree with that language. This is taking money directly out of employees' pockets and for something that's going to tell us what we already know. It's a tough spot to be in, but I can't support it.
Is there a way to do it less expensively and still get it done? Can we do it internally? Does it have to go out?
So we put this out to bid twice last fall. This contract was actually the lowest we could get them on to get the information that we needed, which is benefits and salary, because that's what we hear a lot is our salary isn't there, but we've been benefit heavy in the past. And so being able to put that information together and really give us a true comparable is the most critical component. The original proposal from this outfit was close to $400,000, and we were able to pare it down, and we said we want these agencies, we want these factors, we want this number of positions. So this was the lowest we could get with that vendor. I think we only had one other response on the previous round when we put it out for bid early last fall.
I just have, Supervisor Hopkins, you have still a lot of questions, but did you have anything?
No, I'm just trying to figure out the motion.
So I have a follow-up. One of the things that comes out routinely is that we get from whatever group, I'll use XYZ as the group that says, you know, you're paying us here, but we get paid here. I take that as true statement, if you will. I don't disagree with that. So if they want to come and tell me that I'm making X whatever, I don't need someone to pay someone separate to tell me to quantify that. I take that, you know, literally. We're consistently going to be under the gun trying to find to pay what we're paying now, knowing that they deserve more. That's a hard public statement for me to say. We all deserve more. Not me personally. All the people that are working for this county deserve more. And I struggle to find the money to do that. So I would hope that the unions would appreciate where I'm coming from with this. And again, one of the things we're going to hopefully ratify all the contracts. Let's start meeting quarterly to talk about and have that discussion, because I've never had the union heads reach out to me where I've reached out to them, say, hey, what are you guys seeing? What do I need to know or not know? This is more important here than it is there, that kind of thing. I don't need a study to spend general fund dollars that we don't have to answer a question I already know the answer to. We're not paying them.
And just, I'll ask a question to this, right? Just ask a question. In regards to our union contract, is this an obligation that we do this salary survey?
It is stipulated within the contract. However, there are means available that the union may take if they disagree with your path forward. And so that would just play out through that process.
Okay. I think one thing I'm wondering here is if it's defeated today, and of course, I understand under Robert's rules and all that stuff, it doesn't come back next week if we decide there's other processes. Do we need to be walked through what the processes would be if we were rejected?
We can do that. If the unions decide to pursue that path, then we definitely will educate the board as to what the next steps are.
All right. Would it be potentially prudent to table this until we hear from the unions again?
I would prefer that we have a definitive line in the sand, just so that everyone knows exactly where we stand, because
okay.
This has been such an ongoing topic of discussion. so that we can move forward either way.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ms. Davis, for answering this. Thank you. I understand you have a motion, Ms. Pruitt.
Yeah, concept. Not to approve the contract.
Not to approve, all right. So we have a motion. The motion still stands, I believe. Is there a second? Or any follow-up questions?
Well, at point of order, I don't think the motion passes. You need a second. I think the preferred way would be to make an up and down vote on the recommended motion. I'm not willing to support that, so I wouldn't make a motion to pass it. I thought Supervisor Hopp said he was reluctant, so maybe make the motion and it passes or doesn't pass, and then we can move on from there. Would be the,
so
I think would be the appropriate way to go.
Gotcha. So the recommended motion, then, to approve it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's the motion maker. Withdraw. Understand what...
Yeah. Well, that one, it died for lack of a second, yeah.
I'll start.
Hang on just a second.
No, I did not. I was at point of order to how I see the path forward.
There's no motion on the table.
There's no motion on the table at this point.
The motion was died due to lack of second, and then we have the recommended motion.
I make the recommended motion based on the fact that I believe that all the pain we went through with the negotiations that we want to unravel that and end up with another mess going forward with the contracts.
We have the recommended motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that so we can get to a vote. I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Supervisor Vez, thank you.
Okay. Ready for a roll call?
Roll call.
Supervisor Howe?
Yes.
Supervisor Kopsev?
No, and for the reasons I stated, this is money that should be going directly into benefit package for employees.
Okay. Supervisor Valenzuela?
No, but I'm also willing to revisit this closer to the new contract time, a little bit better time frame, and maybe a better cost structure with shared cost. Thank you.
Supervisor Ogren?
Yes.
And Chair Chris?
Hey, no pressure. Sometimes it's nice to go last, sometimes it's nice to go first. My concern naturally is the negotiations were already done. Ms. Davis, I'm going to ask some questions, mm-hmm. putting you on the spot. So we reject this motion. Mm-hmm. What are the steps we go through with the unions, and how does this open up?
What we would do is notify all of the units that the motion did not pass and let them know that that is where we stand at this point in time. And then, again, depending upon what avenue they want to take, then we would just go down that path if they so choose to do something further.
Does that impact the MOUs that we have on for today?
No.
So we can still go for the ones we with the ESA and OESC?
Correct.
Would it reopen those?
It would not necessarily reopen. It may be called to question with the PERB board, possibly, but that's the Public Employee Relations Board.
That's the state board, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Correct.
And if they were to reopen it, or if they not reopen, if they were to, I'm not saying this right. Mm-hmm. Feel free to, might not use the right wordology. Mm-hmm. I'll use that word. Mm-hmm. If we were to reopen it, what can the PERB do in regards to the negotiation?
They would make a finding, but it's very difficult to say how or what that finding would be.
Would the finding only be regarding the what we're talking about at this moment, or does it open up other avenues as well?
Correct. It would be on this item only, and so that's how the unions would be able to file a charge based upon this topic alone.
On this one thing, it does not change anything else or other aspect.
Correct.
So if we were to vote no, and then the unions decide to pursue PERB, mm-hmm. PERB could overrule us and mandate that we do it?
They would make a finding.
And then we would have to comply?
they would make a finding, and so we would have to wait until that time, because I don't want to say either way, because
you don't
just
have the rule. Yeah.
Correct.
Right. And so I'm just emphasizing it doesn't open up anything else for the contracts. I don't want that.
I mean, the union can file a perp charge on anything that they believe is a bad faith bargaining aspect, but the topic of discussion today is this item that is contained within those MOUs that were agreed upon by both parties. So they do have that avenue of to be able to basically argue that, you know, hey, we agreed and we want to pursue this topic.
In regards to the unions, every union approved wanted this.
Correct.
And they were asked multiple times? Or at least twice?
At least twice. And they met in person to discuss this item.
With each other?
With the county as a group, as a total, in totality, union representatives came to the table to have discussion.
And the union has repetitively said they want this.
Correct.
So, because the union wants this, because they keep saying they want this, and the employees want this, I'll go ahead and vote for it.
So it appears it passes. It's 3-2 vote.
It'll be remembered, of course, when we do the next salary, this money was spent.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Item 5L. Ms. Kamu.
Good morning. Yes. Through the chair, may I please? It was brought to my attention after the remaining agenda was approved that item G on the agenda language is actually incorrectly listed with the dollar amount of the contract. So I seek counsel's advice, because on the agenda it says $60,000 and it should read $129,000, which is in the agenda worksheet and the contract. It was just on the agenda that was incorrectly notated.
Which item number?
That is item 5G, as in George.
Yes, I would suggest that a motion be made to reconsider item G, and then the board vote on it all over again. That would be additional with the
corrected
information.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion and a second for 5G to reconsider.
Okay, Supervisor Halp.
Ms. Wendy, I think we may have some questions on this.
Oh, okay.
But you're jumping ahead of me.
No worries.
Supervisor Halp, did you have an item?
The contract, I believe, states $60,000.
Let's take a look at what we got
the
here.
The contract.
So we can take a little bit of time here to look it up. That'd be fine. Sure, so I'll get to you, too.
Article 4.
4.01 says
$60,000. Yes.
That's usually what I go by when I'm doing the agenda language. Yes, item or article under compensation 4.01.
Yep. If you guys like, we could take a short recess if you guys want to. Oh, we could pull 5L while they're looking it up. Ms. Cummins, do you need to be part of this discussion also? Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and do, colleagues, Ms. Wendy, if you're fine with it.
To go back to.
Can we go to 5L just to keep the meeting going and come back to 5G, Mr.
Yep.
Cummins?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So we're going to go to 5L. And Ms. Cummins, I pulled this one. And
yes, I asked for it to be pulled on the first page of the resolution where it says elections and it has the from and to. The two positions actually should be step 1 of 1561. That was just an oversight when I was preparing the agenda item. So that's the only change. Everything else remains the same.
Wishes of my colleagues? I'll make the motion since I pulled it.
With the amendment? Mm-hmm.
With the amendment. Yes, a second. Roll call, Ms. Wendy.
Okay. Supervisor Halp.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
And then Ms. Davis, if you'd like some more time, I can come back to this.
No, I do not. Angela Davis, County Administrator. Within the contract itself on page 10, it has the not to exceed $129,000, which lists the funding mechanisms that are being paid for this security contract. Within the compensation in Article 4.01, it does say $60,000. However, it is a not to exceed $129,000. So
We can bring back a corrected copy to the board with $129,000, but because of the emergent nature for this contract, I would ask that because it does state that on page 10, that we are able to approve the contract today.
Ms. Davis, I appreciate this agenda topic because it's,
oh, yes,
it's for the employees.
Yes.
So I think the intent is genuinely there for everybody.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, it looks like you're there.
Yeah, I was just going to say that being the case, if you make a motion to pass it, it would be a motion which would strike out in section 4.01, $60,000, and would instead replace that language with $129,000.
So we have a motion to reconsider, and I think we need to do that first.
Yeah, and that is correct.
I thought we voted. All right.
No, we didn't.
No.
All right. We'll go ahead and do roll call then.
Okay. So this was the one to reconsider. Make sure I got it right. Supervisor Houck.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Okay. Now it's back before you to consider and make another motion.
All right. Discussion on reconsider motion. There's no motion yet, but on the.
So the motion would be
to strike the $60,000 within section 4.01 and replace with $129,000.
And then to adopt the contract.
So moved. Second. Particularly since this is for safety for our employees.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 6-8 for public requests at Grenada Irrigation District. A call for special election. Mr. Dowse. Come on up, sir. Thank you.
I'm Rod Dowse, board chair for Grenada Irrigation District. And through the transition of the Cameron previously taking care of our elections, our board actually dropped the ball and didn't post our notices in a timely fashion for two board seats last year. In researching how we proceed to take care of that, I've been working with a Manassian law firm out of Boraville, works with special district elections, particularly irrigation districts as well. And so we've been working with them through the process. And so we're requesting that the board approve or support or whatever needs to happen in that language to allow us to go through a special election with the date currently set, or hopefully December 5th. And we'll go through and do the postings. Obviously, if only one person in each of the seats requests interest, then there is no election at that point, then it falls back to the board to appoint, is the way I understand it. But at this point, we do need to go through the process of posting our empty seats. So.
Thank you, Mr. Dallas. Any questions, colleagues?
So what does this entail? I mean, just to give them a go ahead, is that?
I believe that's the recommended motion that would then set it in motion with the clerk's office as
great
to what
okay
needs to happen.
So moved to approve.
Okay. And that's recommended motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Oops. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
I'll be an aye. Thank you, Mr. Cobbsett. Caltrans, California Department of Transportation, the wildlife crossing proposal.
I believe this has a PowerPoint. Can we take a break while they
get
set up?
We'll take a 5-minute break here.
Okay, thank you.